This podcast is a quest for well-being, a quest for a meaningful life through the exploration of fundamental truth. Enlightening ideas, insights on physical, mental, and spiritual health. The inspiration is love. The aspiration is to awaken new ways of thinking that can lead us to a new way of being. Being well. Welcome to Body, Mind, and Soul Healing Conversations.
When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a woman, I put away childish things. We need to all start speaking as an adult, thinking as an adult, and reasoning as adults. Valeria interviews Tomiko Powell. She is the author of The Word, There Is No Other Way. Tomiko, a native Californian, author, and advocate for morality and ethics, presents herself as an independent candidate for the presidency of the United States. Her journey from childhood to adulthood has shaped her belief in the importance of speaking, thinking, and reasoning as adults. Tomiko envisions a united America that prioritizes the well-being of its citizens and strengthens the nation's moral fabric. She calls for open-mindedness and change, emphasizing that her candidacy offers a path to a better future. Tomiko stands ready to lead the nation toward a brighter tomorrow, urging voters to embrace her vision for a more cohesive and ethical America. Meet Tomiko at tomikoforpresident.com. Here's the interview with Tomiko Powell.
In your own words, who is Tomiko Powell?
Oh, expressing the Lord's name and getting it out there through my music, poetry, preaching the word, my life and my death experience, and a special request from the Almighty Himself.
Wow. How beautiful. And I can't help it, but my follow-up question has to be this one. How did you come to this understanding, this perception of who, what you are, Tomiko?
From the Almighty Himself.
Yeah.
Through an accident and having doubt and waiting and being upset along my journey, He came to me and expressed and explained to me what happened and why.
If this is in your book, right? We don't want to disclose everything here. The book that you have written, it's the word,
yes.
There is no other way. What can you disclose? Yeah, of course, we want the audience to read your book and understand your story in depth. But what can you share about that spiritual experience that you had, the conversation with God?
Oh, wow. I don't know if I can really put that in words as far as the physical, the mental, and the emotional. But I knew exactly who it was or who He was. And when He came to me years later, it was something that was, there are no words that can truly say what I saw or who I saw, but I knew who it was. And the feeling was so calm. And it was so peaceful. But the thing with the visit, it was more than once. And the first time He came to me, I was very upset, very, very upset. And I kept saying, I waited for you. Where were you as I hid under my sheets? I know, as I hid under my sheets. And as I would poke out and look, he took up the whole right side of the room. And I hid under my sheets. And he says, we will meet again. And as quickly as he came, as quickly as he left. And years later, maybe I'd say rounded off, maybe 3 years later, moved, he came to visit me again because I whined and I cried and I was angry. And he came to me again and he revealed himself to me. And with the peace and the understanding and the love, all I could do was lay there and cry. And he says, you are forgiven from north, east, south, and west. Mm-hmm. And when I spoke to him, this peace that he gave me, I cannot put into words. Mm. And he says, speak my name. Mm. Tell them I have spoken to you and you have seen me. Mm. Speak my name. And I told him, I said, nobody's going to believe me. And he kept saying, speak my name. Right. Tell them I have spoken to you and you have seen me. Mm. And I said, how, what? All these questions. Yeah. And as we spoke, he says, you were forgiven. And I told him, I said, but you do not know what I have done. And he says, I know everything from beginning to end. And I argue with him again. I said, but you do not know what I have done. And he says, I know everything. Yeah. And he says, this is how you will feel if you follow me. Mm-hmm. And he took all my pain, all of my sorrow. Mm-hmm. He took it from me. And the way I felt, it was a feeling that I cannot truthfully put into words because it's something I had never felt before. Mm-hmm. As I laid there and I cried, and he says, this is how you will feel if you follow me. And he took it away. So these tears I cry, they're not tears of pain. It's the joy. Mm. It's the freedom. Mm. It's the understanding. It's the love that he has given me. And I'm trying to share it so people can know he is true. He is the truth. He is real. Mm. And he's given me so many things that I did not look at, that I did not see. And from what I came from an accident, he took that away like it was nothing. Right. Like it was nothing. And just that he could do that, it's just beyond what we know. It's beyond our understanding. Forgive me.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So true.
Yeah. He is amazing. Mm. He is the truth. He is the way. Mm. And I believe. I'm a true believer.
Yes. Wow. I love when you say there are no words, right? It's how can we express something like that? True. And I guess the question that comes to mind is why do some of us are blessed in this way to have the experience you have, the experiences that you had. I had mine too, and they seem to be very personal and different from person to person. But I wonder why some of us don't have these experiences, or at least they don't, it's not as clear to them that is a spiritual experience. And for some who do, why do they, some of us tend to forget or dismiss, ignore these messages and these experiences as well. So is that something, do you believe that this is something that is, it's almost like, you know, within the idea of being chosen? Because I have heard that before. Some of us are ready and some of us are not. And why would God choose some of us, you know, to spare us from sorrow and suffering, and some don't, and leave others, you know, to the, let's say, in the hands of ignorance, which is not in a pejorative way, but in the way of ignoring what is true? I guess that's my question, if it is clear to you, Tamiko.
What was that last part that you said?
Yes, this, I think the main question is, why would, if there is a choice, that if you chose to meet God and to invite Him into your life, why this doesn't happen to everyone? Why do some actually ask, they keep asking, praying for signs and to have, you know, the experiences you had? It doesn't happen to them. The world would be very different if all of us experienced God in the way you did. So do you have any ideas why this happened?
Well, I do know the conversation that we had. He told me that I was chosen before I was born. Mm. And I cannot speak for others because I don't know what they've been through. I don't know what they've experienced. Yeah. But He is with all of us. He is real. He is the air that we breathe through our nose. Mm. He's the water that falls from the heavens that feeds the earth. Mm. He is the ground we walk upon. He is life. Mm. He is where everyone can see Him. But you have to choose to want to. Mm. You have to open your mind. He helps all of us. He's there for all of us. But some people just wish not to or don't wish to see. Yeah. But as He has pointed out for me, He says, I was there, because I did ask Him, where were you? In my accident, where were you? You let these girls beat me up in school. I was threatened by these other girls. I was in a fight with these other girls. I had a problem with this person. I had a problem with that person. Why my job? Why this job? Why this? Why that? Why? Yeah. All these questions. And He says to me, Tamiko, I was there for you. Can you not think on your own? I said, yes. He says, can you not walk on your own? Mm. I said, yes. Mm. He says, I was there for you. And I said, I didn't look at it that way. From what the doctors told my parents, they said, if your daughter comes back, she most likely will be paralyzed and a vegetable. So here I am. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I am not paralyzed from everything that I broke. Everything that was just broken, messed up, destroyed. Mm-hmm. The Lord gave back to me my depression, my anger, just all these things that life gives you. Know that He is there. Because even in your worst failures and disappointments, Father provides. Father offers healing for our wounds, relationships for our loneliness, faithfulness for our faithfulness. These are all the things that He gave to me that I just didn't see until He brought it to light for me to understand. And I said, oh my gosh, you were there for me. You were there for me out of everything that I've been through. everything. And I look back now and it just, why is it I didn't see it? Because with the Almighty, there is a devil. And what he does, he is the king of lies. He wants to destroy your joy. The Lord is joy. He is truth, like in John 10:10. Until it overflows, live your life. Enjoy it for all that I give you. But yet here it is, we get caught into all these bad things. Put the cell phone down. Live life. Hug your friends. Be with your friends. Be honest with your friends. As he says, do unto others as you shall have them do unto you. You don't want somebody lying to you, so don't go out there and lie to somebody else. Right. Don't be something that you're not. Be truthful. Because the Lord does not want to be around people who are not truthful. So if that's the route that you want to go, then the Lord is not going to accept you in. Because out of every lie, that is an echo that you're going to hear in your ears for eternity. Every little lie. Because you won't be in heaven with him because he doesn't want to be around it. You know, that's in Revelations. You know, the liar will forever be separated from a loving and holy God. The liar will have all eternity to regret the deception they have refused to renounce as they hear their lies echo in their memory. And I do not want that. So as he says in the Ten Commandments, do not lie. Do not covet. Do not steal. Do not kill. Honor thy father and thy mother. Do not say his name in vain. But yet, we hear this on TV every day.
Yes.
All that he does for us. But yet we just push it away. You cannot rewrite the Bible, nor reinvent the Ten Commandments. You cannot.
Right. Right.
But it's for you to choose. It's for you to choose. He loves you, but it's for you to choose. You are not his puppet. He cannot make you follow him.
Yes.
Because we have free will. So for all he's done for me, I am trying to share that he is real. He is the truth. And he will set you free. I'm free. He forgave me and I'm free.
Yes. How wonderful. How wonderful to hear that. I often say here on this podcast that that's what I live for, spiritual truth, spiritual knowledge, spiritual anything, although I do see life as a spiritual journey in general. And for some reason, I also feel that God is unconditional love, so it can never abandon us anyway. It's always here. But you're right. I think there's something about the mind that's choosing to believe in separation, to engage in lies and violence and so on. And I call it the mind instead of calling the devil. I usually say the mind because there's something about the mind that's always looking for... It's a tool. It feels like it's a tool. It's always giving directions and trying to analyze everything, rationalize everything. And I guess when it comes to God, the mind cannot rationalize God. It cannot really put words, although we call it God. But then when it comes to the description of what God is, as you said, it seems like the easiest way to embody that. If that can be done, it would be silence, right? I mean, going away. It's just stay quiet. But we love to talk. I love these conversations. And gosh, it's interesting to be a human when it comes to that, to have this ability to rationalize, to engaging in meaningful conversations. And that's why I do this. But I do ask, you know, the question about why is this necessary? Now, I have been asking this question since I was very little. Why are we here? the experience of being human, is that really necessary? Because it feels a little cruel in a way to, it feels like a gift and at the same time, cruelty, you know, to be here and have this choice to feel and be separate from God. Don't we all want peace? Don't we all want love and understanding and joy? I would say yes. You know, every human being would say yes to that. But then we do have that choice. It feels like we do have the choice to be separate from God. So how do you, I mean, I have so many questions for you here about your book and you being a candidate for the presidency of the United States. Gosh, I can't wait to ask that question. But before that, Tamiko, how do you make sense of that? Why do we have to be humans?
Why do we have to be humans, Roy? Mm. That goes way back to Adam and Eve. We are ancestors of them. Here it is. Oh, goodness, where do I even start? Well, first, I'd like to jump back to something that you said about the mind.
Right.
The devil is the big deceiver. And when you get in, so I don't want to jump around too much. The mind. The devil is the big deceiver. So he can give you things to distract you from doing the right thing. Right. Yes, the Lord loves us. And when you know right from wrong, good and bad, the Lord is about doing good things. He is about peace. He is about love, truth. And then you have the devil that will give you things that are bad, like stealing the cookie or over-exaggeration, a little white lie. See, these things are bad. And when you wake up in the morning and it's a sunny day outside and your girlfriend says, oh, I got this cold. I can't come into work today. I'm so sorry. I just can't come in. So you can stay out of work so you can go to the beach with your girlfriend. See, these are things that people do. This is the human. This is that flesh. It's always wants, wants, wants. It's never satisfied and pleased with what it has. It always sees the grass greener on the other side. Mm. The mind, you have the strength, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Here it is. You have that Holy Spirit that tells you when you do these little white lies that it's wrong and not to do that, because it's going to come back and it's going to bite you in the butt. And as the Lord says, you will reap what you sow. So everything that you do, good or bad, trust me, it's going to come back. He has a little notepad on everything that you're doing that is wrong and that is good. He knows everything, everything down to what it is you're going to wear for the day. Mm. Everything about your life and what you do and how you act and what you think and everything is all written out. So there's no way to run from it. Mm. Just as he says, every knee shall bow and every mouth will confess. So if you cannot just take heed and know that lying, cheating, and stealing, being deceitful are the devil ways. Being good and honest and doing the right way is the Lord. Anything other than that is not welcomed in his world. So going back to being human, well, here it is. We are ancestors from Adam and Eve. And we are all suffering from the wrong that they did. They bit the apple and they blamed one another. They said, Lord, but this woman that you gave me, she's the one. And she says, Eve says, well, that snake. But yet, you know, you have free will. Yeah. It is your choice to do right or wrong. You know right or wrong. The Holy Spirit tells you, oh, I wouldn't do that. But yet you say, ooh, but nobody's looking. Right. So you have the choice. And the more you build that spirit to do right, that muscle gets stronger. It's just like going for a walk around the block. First, you're complaining about, oh my gosh, this is just too long. I can't do this. But you keep pushing and you keep pushing. And now it's like, oh my gosh, let's do a block and a half now. Let's do 2 blocks. Now you're on 3 blocks. A month later, you're jogging it. So it's a muscle that you build. And we can all build it. We all have to strengthen it. And when you learn your way, it becomes easier. And no, always go to him and ask him, I'm a little weak, Lord. Please give me guidance. Give me strength. Help me. I need help. He wants you to ask help. And these are the things that I did. Even though I was upset, even though I was angry, no matter what, like he says, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door will open. And these are the things that I did. It took a minute. It took some time. Yes, I was angry. I was upset. I thought I was abandoned. But he let me know, Tamiko, I was there. And that's a moment in time I will never forget. Because as he told me, we will speak again. And so when he chooses to come to me again, I wait so patiently because I know there's something very powerful behind it. There's something for me in this message, but yet I get these and I share with you.
Yes, yes, yes. I can hear the sincerity of your experience and your heart. It's really beautiful, though, how it has opened to the spiritual realm. I guess the only difference, which is just as a perception, I guess, a way that we come to understand or embrace this truth. In my case, it's a bit different. I feel it's the same thing. There's no difference really, but in the way that we express this, the idea of God, I see God as something that it's not outside of me. So it's not out there. In the way that you speak, it's very much in a devotional way, which is an interesting aspect of, of the human experience, of the, I don't know exactly, can I say the soul, the spirit, but there's something that it seems like it chooses or finds it easier, or is the way for that particular expression of God itself to know God. It's almost like God knowing itself. So in your case, it sounds very much like a devotional path. In my case, it's a knowledge based, so it's more like God's already here, so there's no really separation. When you talk about God knows everything, of course you are God in a way. So it's almost a miracle. In a way, it's what it gets in the way of that clarity of that, you know, the real connection, which is not really a connection because there's no gaps anyway. It's just letting go of those parts that are not us, the unreal part of the experience, which to me is the body and the mind. You know, sometimes a lot of people confuse, you know, even messages. Oh, I can hear that in my, the mind kind of saying something to them. But it's, the mind has many aspects anyway. The one that I really kind of tried to be the closest to, so I can navigate this reality in a more peaceful way, is becoming aware. It's all about awareness. So it's less thinking and more of, we can call it intuition too, but I think it's more being aware. There's some of a presence that's here. It's really powerful and I can feel it. I can't describe it, but I know it's here and has been here, has been always here, never left me. You see, but even this idea of me, it also doesn't make a lot of sense because there's no separation. It's as if God is having all these experiences at once. And I mean, it's just hard to believe, but that's what it feels like to me. I know I'm a student of Vedanta and I do, there are a lot of people who kind of share this perception, this perspective. And so many people that I talk to, they share your perspective, which sounds very devotional. God came to me. Conversations with God. There's a book by, isn't it, this guy, Walsh, I think his name is, Neil Walsh. Yeah, I almost interviewed him too. I think we were about to record, and then I think he didn't sign the release, and then I couldn't do it because I have a team, and this has to, the release has to be signed. So that's the only reason why I didn't interview him. But he has a book, a known book, you probably have heard, Conversations with God. So he reports, it's very similar to the way I understand. It's a more non-dual, it's very straightforward when it comes to that understanding. It, easier said than done when it comes, because the mind is always trying to block that that truth that peace is always here. So why aren't we peaceful? So it doesn't make sense, right? Not to be love, not to be joyful, because that's exactly what we are. That's what God is. That's what our true nature.
Well, don't forget, the devil has angels too.
Mm. Oh, I heard about that, right?
Yes, he has angels too. It's good people and bad people. And, you know, the whole thing is we have free will. And that free will gives us the choice how we want to act, how we want to follow him, how we want to believe in him. And that is why my book is called The Word. There is no other way. He chose the name of the book. And this is also why, the Ten Commandments. And why Jesus says, if you truly do love me, then follow my word. If you truly do love me, here it is. You go to church and then you get on the freeway to go to work the next day. Mm-hmm. And then someone comes in front of you. And the first thing you do is you start cursing them out. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, we're pulling up trying to get into a department store, and somebody, you've been around the corner how many times, and then somebody else slips in with this small car, and so you start, you know, giving them the finger. But yet, you just said in church that you love the Lord. Would Jesus do that? Mm-hmm. Then you look at what you're wearing. If Jesus was coming over, would you answer the door wearing that outfit? Showing all of everything? You know, you have to ask yourself, yes, the Almighty is love, and that I truly can say he is. But yet you love him, but fear him too. Mm-hmm. You know, you cannot say you're going to do one thing and then you lie and do another. These are the choices that you have. Yes, the Lord forgave me. And when I spoke with him, as I'm looking at him, you know, all these things about, wow, this is not what I thought. This is not what, you know, the pictures that people draw. This is, you know, all these things. He, trust me, he is not an old man that we draw with the gray hair and the long beard. And he is nothing like that. He is nothing like that. And free will means he wants you to love him on your, through you, free will. You love him because you love him. We use the word love like, oh, girl, I love that hamburger. Girl, I'm loving this movie so far. Oh, I love this. Oh, girl, I love the day. Oh, I love these shoes. I love that jacket you're wearing. You know, all these things, we just use that word. Do we truly know the true meaning of it? You know, it's, we need to watch our mouth. This is why he says, do not be worldly. Mm-hmm. People cannot put down a cell phone. We go to the gas station, there's a TV there. We go to the mall, you're walking through and you see all these TVs. When can I get a break? I don't need a TV to follow me. You know, it's like, do you really need to talk to somebody that much? Do you really need to text somebody? And then you start changing the story. It's like playing telephone. It's like you sit in a group of 20 people and you say, the bird flew away. And by the time it gets to the last person, they're saying something totally different. And the first person says, wow, that's not even what I said. Yeah. We change things. We change it around to either get more attention or to get that 5 minutes of fame or what have you. And we need to just slow down and pay attention to what is really going on, because it's really getting crazy. The Lord wants us to love one another and do it without a motive to get something in return. Do something for someone and not do it and want to post it everywhere. Oh, I did this. I helped this man over here, this homeless man. Oh, look, I just gave him 20. You don't need to do that. Yeah. Just help someone and move on. Stop trying to get that 5 minutes of fame over something. Stop trying to be seen. Oh, I have to be seen. Oh, I want somebody to see me do this. Somebody's got to see me do this. Why? It's all about doing it out of the kindness of your heart, not out of something. Oh, I want to get something in return. What's in it for me? Stop looking at it. What's in it for you? Because it's going to come back to you. So if you want that little 5 minutes of fame and you just showed everybody on your little TikTok or your Instagram or your Facebook, well, you got all you're going to get. That's it. The Lord's not giving you anything else. You just got what you just felt. You felt that you need to get. You want everybody to see you. So now you just got it. Yes. But when you do something out of the kindness of your heart, he has something to you that would just knock your boots off. Like he says, you reap what you sow. And that goes for good. It goes for bad. So we have to watch our actions. We have to watch our mouth. Watch what we say. Watch what we wear. All these bad things that are going on, women getting assaulted. Yeah. Well, you can wear whatever it is you want to wear. But when you wear something that doesn't cover your body because you think it's sexy, why is it no clothes mean you're sexy? Why can't you cover yourself? That's just as sexy. You're a woman. I know what you have under those clothes. Just show the silhouette. That's all you need to do. But just to show how short it is and poke out the girls and throw all this makeup on and think, oh, girl, I'm hot. No, you bring in the wrong attention. Yeah. And when something happens, who do you want to blame? Who are you going to call? We don't need that. Don't want that. So it's all about how you carry yourself. It's all about your mouth, what you say, how you act. And don't always look for something in return. Trust me, the Lord sees it all. You do something beautiful is coming. You give him your ashes, he will give you roses. I know he has done that for me.
Wow. That's a beautiful message and very much necessary for all of us to be reminded of and to know. Yes, it sounds very much from my own perspective, because I have a different way of practicing. Way to practice spiritual knowledge, which is more, just a different language to it, but it's the same thing, really. It is, Tamiko, the same thing. So we call it, I think I call it the false self. That's the ego that's always trying to call attention. And it's fearful. It has to do with fear. So it's always afraid because it feels it's separate from God. Has not had the opportunity to, let's say, make that connection, which again, I don't, from my own experience, I don't feel that there is a gap between me and God. It's not really that God, see, because a lot of people think that God's something that's untouchable, that's, you can't really comprehend, or you can't, if God's something so grandiose, then it means that I can never be like God. So I think that's one of the messages that I kind of my whole life I tried to stay away from, because that creates separation, one, and also not just fear, but I think it prevents us to be more godly-like once when we believe that God's something too godly to be human. So I love the idea that we can be 100% human and 100% divine. Those two can come together, can be one here, can be expressed in this reality. I really feel that way.
Yes. Well, you know when your parents had you and they said, oh, look, she's got daddy's toes. Mm. Oh, look, she's got daddy's mouth. Oh, look, you got your mom's nose. Mm. Oh, look, you've got your mom's fingers.
Yeah.
Or just what have you, the nose, the eyes. We are all images of the Almighty. Mm. Do you know when you're in church and you say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. If you stop and turn around and look at everybody, from short, tall, skinny, large, doesn't matter. Mm. You look at all the different races and we're all saying Our Father. We are all images of Him. So we are a piece of Him. That's why your body is His temple. Respect it as such.
Mm. Yeah.
Love it. Respect it. Take care of it. Mm. Don't dismantle it.
Yeah.
Don't disrespect it. Because if somebody was coming over, would you want somebody to come over to a nasty house? Take care of it. Love it. Mm. We are all images of Him.
Yes.
All of us.
Yes. That really resonates. You see, we're using different words, but it is the same message. Right. I love the way you said that. Would you disrespect God? So why would you disrespect yourself? Right. Because you are. So that's it. Yeah. What a powerful message. So, gosh, I could talk to you forever. So, on the spiritual topic, definitely forever. But I need to, so let me go back to the book and then something else. So you are the author of The Word, There Is No Other Way. And you are also an advocate for morality and ethics, but also an independent candidate for the presidency of the United States. This is amazing, as I said, off record. And I have been sitting here with my husband, too, before we met. So talk to me about the inspiration to become the president of this country. And I love your message. This will change everything. So what inspired you to take on such a beautiful path? I would say a path. That's a path of love, but in a political way, which is interesting to me.
The Lord.
Mm.
Just that simple, the Lord.
Yeah.
To be honest, I never thought so either.
Yeah, I could imagine.
The Lord. The Lord needs to be in the White House. He needs to be in the Oval Office. As you can see here, everything is going crazy. It's lost.
Yes.
And somebody needs to help sitting all of this craziness down. We need to come together. We need to unite and help one another. Because what we're doing is like we're eating ourselves inside out. Mm. Yeah. And in order to become a strong country again, we have to come together. And the way the White House is going, that's not going to happen anytime soon. So hopefully, I believe I can bring it together. I can make a change to bring the light in there to show them there is hope, there is another way. Because the way that we're going right now, it's not going to work.
It has not worked, right, Tamiko?
Yeah. Yes.
As a reference. Yes. Very good reference.
Yes. It is. It has not worked. It is not going to work.
Yes. We do need the change. And I do believe and feel that that's what we need, spiritual awareness. We need spiritual knowledge.
Yes.
We need God, as you say, clearly.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, a billion times to that. That's such a beautiful vision. And I'm just kind of trying to see here because when I don't know anything about politics, but what I have heard is that it has to do with money, power. So the people with the most, let's say, lobby, the most, what do you call it? Then they have to make relationships with other. Oh yeah, yeah, the one, yeah.
I'm so sorry about that.
It's okay. Yeah, so there is politics. So it feels to me like in order to take on something like that, the way it is now, for someone to win, per se, to become the president, they have to agree with lots of, let's say, demands from rich people who are controlling pretty much everything else. So how, I know you wouldn't do that. You wouldn't agree or make any agreements with anyone who is actually trying to keep people away from one another in a sense of creating more separation, as we see now. I don't watch TV, but I hear from my husband. So I'm wondering how can politics and spirituality can come together? It really feels like a very distinct and I don't know, it's not, but at this time it feels like it's not really a good fit. So how would you change that? How could you, like we said, I think now who are the candidates anyway? You see, I'm not, I don't even know, but I think Trump is one of them and I don't know the other candidates. And he's a strong one again, from what I heard. So with so much, let's say, power in that sense that he has, how would you even have a chance? People like you with a pure and so clear spiritual message that could change everything, how can they become, you know, open to something that's real and leave the illusion behind, which is really hard to do? I wonder how could that happen?
Well, how could it? Well, it did. And as you said before, it can't go on like this.
Right.
So we need to come together. So how I see it is the truth is the only way. Yeah. Is either you like how it is and you want to believe that a title or a name is going to fix these problems, which as you see, it won't.
Yeah.
Or do you want true change? To where you have to put aside the titles and the names. Of course, they want to keep with their power. They want to control it so they can keep us going down as we are. They are destroying this country. And as a matter of fact, it's no longer a country because the border is what made it a country. And now since we have all of these bad things that are happening, we are truly falling apart. It's like a body with cancer. Mm. It's going to come to a point where it's going to die. Mm. And we will be about as bad as a third world country. Mm. So, you know, these bad countries that are just at war. Mm. We are a country that is just so beautiful. We're strong. And we can continue to be this way, but only if we come together. We have to put aside race. We have to put aside sexism. We have to come together and unite. And myself, it's going to be a lot of work. But with the Lord by my side, I'm not going to worry about it. But the one thing you do not do is let doubt come in. Anytime you let doubt, that is the devil telling you that it cannot happen. Mm. I believe it can because I was told it can. Mm. I believe it can because I know I have the strength and the guidance to make it happen. Yes. With the Almighty by my side, who could be against me?
Mm. Yes.
So it's all about how bad do you want it? Do you want change? I want my life back. Mm. All of these problems, I mean, I don't even know where to start when you look at the news.
Yeah.
The new thing I hear now is women are getting punched in the face, just sitting there having lunch or on their cell phones or what have you.
God.
People are getting robbed. People are breaking in the houses. Our food, our rent. Shopping stores are closing down. It's, you know, all these different illnesses coming back. Just all these different things that we thought we were done with that are now back. Things that are back that we thought we could get rid of, back. Everything. Right. It's just eating us away like a Pac-Man. Mm-hmm. So it's, pass my name. Write me in on the tablet. Mm. We need to make a change. We need to come together. And especially for women. Mm. We need a change.
Yes.
And I am willing to get in there and fight to do this. Mm. But I cannot do this unless you help me. So it's we the people means you and I. Yeah. For the people means I represent as a mediator for you. Mm. By the people is you getting me in the Oval Office. Mm.
Yeah. Yes. Well, you got my vote. That's for sure. Yes, that's for sure. That would be amazing. As a vision, it's a beautiful vision, really, truly beautiful vision.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much for being open to that, Tomiko. I know it takes courage, and you are 100% in it. Your heart's there. Everything's there.
Yes.
Your mind, everything's in alignment. It's truly, truly beautiful. Thank you so much for being so genuine, too.
Thank you.
It's not often that I usually quite cry here too, you know, from time to time, but now my guests, and then you got me emotional so many times throughout the interview. So I love how genuine you are too. But that makes sense too, coming from where you're coming from. So I want to mention, we're almost at the end. I want to mention the website to find more information about you, TomikoForPresident.com. So that will be on the podcast notes. And again, I'll have the link to your book. The Amazon link will be here on the podcast notes as well. And I want to thank you again for your presence in this our shared reality. Very much needed. Gosh, that will be a dream come true, I have to say. a long-standing dream. thank you so much again. And before we say goodbye, I do... Would you like to add anything else? Would you like to read a passage in your book or add anything else you left unsaid for today's conversation?
Oh, there's so much. We'd have to do this again.
True. So true.
Just get along with your neighbor. Talk it out. Be patient.
Yeah.
And just be patient and speak to him. Mm. He is real. Mm. I don't know how else to say it. Mm. He is real. Like I told you, he is the air that we breathe. Mm. He is the water that falls from the heavens that feeds the earth. Mm. He is the ground that we walk upon. Mm. He is life. He's everything. Mm. So that's basically all I can say for right now, since we're coming to an end.
Yeah, truly beautiful. Thank you so much again. And we'll talk soon. We'll definitely be in touch again. Bye for now.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Oh my God.
Thank you for listening. To learn more about Tomiko Powell and her work, please visit TomikoForPresident.com.
To learn more about this podcast, please visit fitforjoy.org/podcast. Thank you again for listening, and bye for now.